You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, Boyd Patterson. Boyd is the Program Director for Adult and Teen Challenge Faith Home Network. Good morning, Boyd.
Good morning.
Boy, that is a mouthful. Adult and Teen Challenge Faith Home Network. You've got to bring us up to date. What is this?
Well, we would refer it to FHTC. It's a whole lot easier to refer to it that way. But basically what we are is a Christian discipleship program that deals mainly with people who are having substance abuse. Our area of expertise is dealing with men who are 18 years and older, who are realizing that their life has come to a place where they need to make a drastic change. And so what we do is invite them into our program. We allow them to come in with a, even if they've been needing detox. However, we're not a medical detox center, but we do bring people straight off of the street. Our program is a 12 to 16 month residential program where they have a discipleship program, they have a structure, they have a way to regain what they need to have in their life to be able to move forward. So Teen Challenge is 60 years old. We've been doing this a while. We have four centers. We have, our first center was in Turlock. Our second center is a 37.5-acre ranch that is located in Ceres. We also came here to Jamestown on March 5th of last year. And then we have since opened another center in Lodi. So we're trying to expand our particular part of the Teen Challenge ministry.
When you bring in a young man off the streets, how long does this program last?
12 to 16 months. When they first come to us, they would be with us for 30 to 45 days. And that's what we're doing in Jamestown. We're developing a short-term men's care center house where the guys could come for the first 30 to 45 days. That's when they first come off the streets or first come into us because they've had a need and they realize they need to get a life-changing experience. They come to us and they spend those first 30 to 45 days going through a structure, getting themselves their heads straight, getting their minds where they need to be, getting themselves set up. And then from there, we transfer them down to the ranch in Ceres where they would finish out the rest of their 12 to 16 months.
Do they reach out directly to you for help or are they directed to you?
Both. We have a webpage. And we have a phone number that people can reach us at. But also we receive court-ordered people. We also have have a great relationship with probation. We have a great relationship with the sheriff's department. It's not unusual for us to have a man come out of the local jail or even the prison and come into our program. And we deal with probation departments. We deal with the justice system. And we work in unity with them for the best benefit of that particular individual who's coming in. We're here because there are people who need help. And we're here because we believe that we have an answer. And we believe that answer is a personal relationship with Jesus. Now, a person doesn't have to be a Christian to come into our program. They just have to want to get a change in their life and move on from what has been destroying them previously or messing with their life previously. But by the time they get into the program for a month or two, we're going to present the fact that having a personal relationship with the Lord and becoming a Christian is what we know works for a man's life to be changed. Right now, we're dealing with around a 58% success rate with guys who have gone through the whole program and have remained without any setbacks for years afterwards. But there's something you need to know about our program. The last, we have a four-phase program. The last phase is not actually residential. They complete after the first three phases, which is about 12 months to 16 months. But after that, we have them go live on their own, and we keep track of what's happening in their life through kind of an alumni relationship. And if they go 4 months without any setbacks, then they can graduate.
It must cost a lot of money for this program.
Actually, what we figure is it costs us $2,500 to $3,000 per student per month. That's our actual bottom line cost of what it costs us to put a guy through the program. So the next question is, how is that money raised? The way that we raise that money is through individuals or churches or corporations who support us on a month-by-month basis. We also do things as fundraisers, such as we're going to do in Jamestown this next coming Saturday.
This Saturday morning, breakfast will be served in Jamestown. This is called the Hope in the Motherlode Breakfast. It is a breakfast fundraiser. This is only $10 for adults, $6 for children who are 12 years old and under. Where is this breakfast going to take place at?
It's going to take place at 10365 9th Street in Jamestown. It's a place that formerly was known as the Hope Center.
It's this Saturday morning from 8 o'clock in the morning through 10. What kind of breakfast can we expect?
You are going to have eggs, bacon, sausage, pancakes. We will also provide you with coffee, juice, fruit. I guarantee this, if you come to the breakfast, the rest of your Saturday will feel better.
As long as you're serving coffee, you're going to see me there, Boyd. For more information on the breakfast this Saturday morning, the telephone number is 985-2259. Again, that's 985-2259. We have been speaking with Boyd Patterson, the program director for Adult and Teen Challenge Faith Home Network. Boyd, before I let you go, is there anything else you would like to add?
Yes, I'd like to just say that it's been great experience being here for the last year in this county. And we have really appreciated the favor and the welcome that we have received from practically every entity that we've come in contact. Thank you.
Thank you, Boyd.